And here are some groups. These are rotation groups. That the lowest symmetry is if you have some shape that's got a funny form and you can't rotate it at any angle except 360 degrees before it comes back to itself. And then there's the next lowest symmetry is something like this, where you can rotate it 180 degrees, but that's the only symmetry besides the identity. So this group would be the identity element, and this is a rotation around the z-axis by 180 degrees. It takes x to minus x and y to minus y, these two elements here. Z stays the same, so it's a rotation around the z-axis. If you have the square, then there are the four possibilities, which can be written like this. This is a rotation by 90 degrees. This is the rotation from above of 180 degrees. And this is a rotation of 270, so around three quarters of the way. And if you take any two matrices in this group and multiply them by each other, you get another one in the group. So for instance, if you multiply this by itself, you get the identity matrix. If you multiply this by itself, you get this one. If you multiply these two together, you get that one, and so forth. So you always, these symmetry elements form a group, and if you multiply them together all you want, and you keep getting a different element of the group. And then I've written out C6, where some crystals have a hexagonal symmetry, and then these elements. This is a rotation by 2 pi over 6 around the z-axis. Looks like this. So this is rotation by 6, a third, halfway around, and then 2/3 and 5/6.